Blog Talk Radio.
Loretta?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Are you logged on to the host line?
No, I came out of... I'm just in the... I'm not on the studio. I'm in the program where I'm going to play back the song.
Okay, we have two callers, number ending in 3313 and 1703.
Hi, this is Anne.
This is
Dignie and Mike Moody.
Hi. And then Mike Moody. Okay, is that to Carrie?
Yes.
Welcome.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Auntie Janet?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have a house number in 4916.
Hello,
hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Want to start reading?
Okay, I'll pick up in. I'm sorry.
We have one more, Auntie Betty.
Yes. Good evening.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Hey, I'm good.
Okay, I'll pick up in reading in Leviticus 26. Where the results of disobedience. And I'm picking up in 14. But if you will not listen to me or obey me, but reject my laws, this is what I will do to you. I will punish you with sudden terrors and panic and with turbulence and burning fever. Your eyes shall be consumed and your life shall ebb away. You will sow your crop in vain, for your enemies will eat them. I will set my face against you, and you will flee before your attackers. Those who hate you will rule you. You will even run when no one is chasing you. And if you still disobey me, I will punish you seven times more severely for your sins. I will break your proud power and make your heavens as iron and your earth as bronze. Your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield its crops, nor your trees their fruit. And even then you will not obey me and listen to me. I will send you seven times more plagues because of your sins. I will send wild animals to kill your children and destroy your cattle and reduce you in numbers so your roads will be deserted. And if you still will not reform, but continue to walk against my wishes, then I will walk against your wishes, and I, even I, will personally smite you seven times for your sins. I will revenge the broken of my covenant by bringing war against you. You will flee to your cities, and I will send a plague among you there, and you will be conquered by your enemies. I will destroy your food supply so that one oven will be large enough to bake all the bread available for 10 entire families, and you will still be hungry. And if you still won't listen to me or obey me, then I will loose my great anger and send you seven times greater punishment for your sin. You shall eat your own sons and daughter, and I will destroy the altar on the hill where you worship incense altar. leaving you, your dead bodies to rot among your idols, and I will harbor you. I will make your city desolated and destroy your places of worship, and will not respond to your incense offering. Yes, I will desolate your land. Your enemies shall live in it, utterly amazed at what I have done to you. That was the reading out of Leviticus 26. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Okay. We had another caller, number ending in 9757.
I'm sorry, my name is Stacy.
Hi, welcome. Let me do a roll call, and if I missed anyone, please just announce yourself when I add you to our list, okay? I'd like to start with Loretta. Okay, with Loretta, Mom.
Yes.
We have Cindy and Mike. Welcome. We have Cindy, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet.
Yes.
We have Tate. We have Auntie Betty and Stacy. Did I miss one?
That's Denise and Mike.
I hear someone talking.
I think she said Stacy and Ivana.
Hazel.
Okay.
You have Ann on the line.
Oh, hi, Ann.
Hey,
welcome. Good.
You have Denise and Michael.
Right. Can you do one more roll call, Angela?
Okay. We have Mom, Cindy, Mike, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Hazel, Auntie Betty, Stacy, Ivana, and Ann, and myself, Angela.
Amen.
You have,
excuse me,
you have Denise and Mike on the line as well.
You're missing a name, Angela.
Okay,
JD and Mike.
All right.
All right,
ready, Loretta?
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gift you give us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that your love will live amongst us. Thank you that your promise to us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, therefore, we welcome you amongst us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance, and open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. Let's do this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. First round, we're just going to, if you have something you would like to share, just go forward. Then the second round, we're going to go around. We're going to devote that part to Mr. Gentle Varner. Okay? If you don't have anything to share, just say pass when I get to your name. Let's start off with Auntie Carrie.
Who?
Auntie Carrie.
Who you say, Angela?
Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm coming from Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through 10. And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear and crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb, and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on each side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yields of fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curses, but the throne of God of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And there shall be no night there. There no need of candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And the Lord said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angels to show unto his servants the thing which must be shortly done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I saw John, and I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard them and seen them, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angels which showed me these things. Then said unto me, see that thou do not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of their brethren of the prophet, and to them which keep the saying of the book, worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophet of this book, for the time is at hand. Amen.
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 All right, the Lord.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Janice?
Okay, I would like to share from John 6. And when I chose this a particular chapter and reading, I was saying about my brother Gentle, because he loved the song Bread of Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with verse 31, John 6. Our father did eat, excuse me, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which came down from heaven and gave life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We thank God today for him being the bread of life. And may we eat continually, that we will always be hungry for him. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janice. Next, Hazel, would you like
Hazel?
Next?
Yes.
Hazel?
I am. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Come here. I'm sorry.
Hello? Yes, Hazel?
Yes, can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I am reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 through 38, and it's about the compassion of Jesus. It says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest and to send out laborers into his harvest.'" Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
Thank you for that reason, Ms. Hazel. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. My reading is from the Daily Bread, and the topic is the growth chart, and you can get the reading out of 2 Peter. And it goes on to say there's a kind of growth that happened with some effort, our spiritual growth in Christ's likeness. Peter encourages believers to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. He said that maturing in our faith prepares us for Jesus' return. The apostle wanted Jesus to come back and find believers living in peace and righteousness. Peter viewed spiritual growth as a defense against teaching that incorrectly interprets God's words and leads people astray. Even when we feel discouraged and disconnected from God, we can remember that he will help us advance in our faith by making us more like his son. His word assures us that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, we have a couple more callers. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
The other caller ends in 050.
Yeah, that is Denise and Mike. We hung up the other line and called back on this line.
Okay. Okay.
Denise
no problem.
And Mike.
Okay, let's move right on along. Let's see. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of John, the Gospel according to John, first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he whom I spoke, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and the grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, I have Mike. Would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
Yes, this is Mike. I would like to say that we've been invited on the line to honor our Uncle Gentle, and because it's near his birthday, and I'd just like to comment that I enjoyed knowing him. He was a great uncle to my wife, Denise, and his children have shown that he has left a legacy in their lives to honor God and to be faithful to the Word and just be a good Christian. So I thank Gentle for doing that with his family, and I miss him. And again, his children are a reflection of him, and that's a beautiful thing. I just wanted to make that comment. Amen, everybody.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, Michael. Next, Stacey, would you like to share any good news?
Yes, I will be reading Isaiah chapter 3. The mountains be shaken and the hills be removed. He is removed. Says the Lord who has compassion on you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading,
Stacey. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stacey. Next, Mom, would you like to share?
Okay, I'm coming out the other room. And we read John 15-23. It said that Jesus said to Peter, follow me. In today's reading, we find Jesus talking to Peter after Peter had denied him. Jesus tried to help him focus on his own life. However, Peter intentionally asked about another disciple and what might happen to him. At time, I act like Peter. I look at others' lives and began comparing my life to them. Why has God allowed them such good fortune and not me? Don't I have a husband, children, or a nice house or a certain job? But when I start compromising
comparing, I become frustrated and dissatisfied with my life. Jesus' answer to me is the same as he was to Peter. What is that to you? You must follow me. Jesus knows that I can become distracted by looking at others' lives. All he wants from me is to focus on what he has called me to do. We all have unique ambition and talent that God can use. No two of us are completely the same. Even if God does not give us something that we want, we can trust that God for us are always good. When we accept the life that God has given us and live it well, we can be content. And the prayer said, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. We are yours. Help us to live life in the way that glorify you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Anne, would you like to share any good news?
No, I'll pass.
Okay. Next, Ivana.
Yes, I'll be reading from John 8:14. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going, but you do not know where I come from or where I am going. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. Next, we have Anshadat.
Yes, I'll read in Matthew 5:43-45, teaching our beloved one intimate. We have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despise you and pursue you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All righty. Thank you, Josh, for the reading. Denise, is there any questions? Denise?
Yes, I'll read from Psalms 92, verse 12 through 15. And I'm reading this for Michael and Denise. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Amen.
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 Amen. It's the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much for that reading, Ms. Denise. Next, before I move on, I want to make sure I didn't miss anyone. Has everyone had an opportunity to speak? Okay, I take silence as yes. So I will turn it over to Loretta.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are performing right now. And Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Reverend Allen and family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, Carlos and the Wells family, Sister Shirley and family, Lenny and family, the Werner family, the Johnson family, Tony, Malachi, the Williams family, Dwight and Tawana and family, DeMarcus, Brian, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Dakota family, the Rossiter family, the Moody family, the Boyers family, the Hurd family, Mary Ann and family, Ruth Edwards, Doretha and Jesse Werner, the Dix family, Essie May and family, Marilyn and family, the Ross family, Cheryl and family, Rochelle Bessler, Desert Kendrick and family, Vanessa and family, Miss Brown and family, Eric and Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that your healing hand be placed upon our sick and shut-in. And Father, we ask that you go into our hospitals, our nursing homes, and on our battlefields, and heal them as well. Heavenly Father, we speak health over our sick and shut-in, and to make them whole again. And Father God, we thank you for the healing that we are receiving right now. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for the blessing of the sick and shut in, Loretta. Next, we're going to... Sorry, got a little background noise. I apologize. Next, we're going to talk about birthdays. We're going to acknowledge anyone's birthdays starting with today, August the 20th through August the 26th. I have Anna on the 20th and our very own, our hostess, Loretta, on the 24th. We have Uncle Willie Williams on the 25th. And, of course, also we have Daddy Gentle Varna on the 21st, on tomorrow. I have another Nikki Jackson on the 26th. Are there any other birthdays between August 20th through the 26th you would like to share?
We have Auntie Alice.
Okay.
Hers the same day, mine, the 24th.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you. Okay. Stacy, would you like to sing the birthday song for us?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God's children. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Many, many more. Happy birthday.
Thank you for that. Awesome. All righty, so Loretta, I'll turn it over to you.
Actually, Angela, you're just going to have to come back to me later. I'm not moving quite as fast as I thought I would. So.
Okay.
I can say what I want to say and then play something later. I can do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. since Mom wanted to dedicate this service to husband Gentle Werner, I decided to search back into my notes, and I found out that he was truly a child of God. For me, I only knew him for about 6 years, but the way he touched my life, it felt like a lifetime. I enjoyed every moment that the Lord allowed me to spend with him. He was such a joy to have in your presence. He truly lived up to his name, Gentle Virgin, a gentleman whom I hold dear to my heart. And with that being said, here's a few topics that he shared with us while he was on the prayer line. topic like love people, trust God, the love of God. God promised an eternal life. Remember the power of praises, and many, many more. And Husband Gentle also shared his beautiful voice with us. Songs like Guide Me Over, Holy, Holy, I Decided, Jesus Love Me, and his favorite song, Amazing Grace. And thanks to Auntie Janet, I was able to go back and find a recording back in July 2013 that he shared his wonderful voice with us, singing Amazing Grace. And I'll have that for you later on in the program. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we talk about our next subject, if you don't have anything to say, just say pass when I call your name. I'm going to start it off with Mom.
Okay. My late husband, Gentle Varnum, was the love of my life. And I want to share that Gentle loved the Lord with all his heart. He touched so many lives in such a positive way. He had such a beautiful smile. Even when he was in pain, he still smiled. Gentle was committed to this prayer line for 6 years. I remember when we traveled to Florida for Christmas, and Christmas was on Sunday. I had made up my mind that we were not going to participate while with his family. Not Gentle. He had found a room to invited other family members to join him. And again, making a way out of no way. I know God put us together. May Gentle continue to rest in peace. And on tomorrow, have a happy 85th birthday. And I'm attempting to sing one of his precious songs that he liked to sing, the last one he sung before his last breath. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mom.
Next, Auntie Betty.
Yes. I want to say that when I met Brother Gentle, I met him during the time he and my sister was going together, and he just became my brother at that time. He had such a good spirit, and he just loved people, and he was so full of joy that you know that the Lord was in his life, because God is joyful, and he wants his people to be joyful. And Mrs. Gentle was one of those people. So I've come to love him as a brother before my sister married. Then after that, we just fell in love, and we would call and talk to each other once in a while. And he would just make you laugh. Even if you were sad, you just have to laugh. He was that kind of person. Well, I enjoy meeting him, and I thank God for the time we had together. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Mm. Thanks for sharing, Auntie Becky. Next, Auntie Janet.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord.
It
gives me great pleasure and delight.
Mm-hmm.
To honor my brother this day and what May has said and Meta has said and the others have said, he was a person who loved, really loved life.
Amen.
He had such a unique sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the last 5 years I saw my brother happier than I've seen him in a long while. And I give honor and glory and praises to God for that. And it seemed that God placed someone in his life that really appreciated things that he appreciated and on, more or less on the same page that he was on. He really loved the Lord. He loved to do Bible study. He loved his church. And he told me one time, he said, two things nobody's going to ever keep him from. He said, that's my mama and my church. He would always have church, and he always loved his mother. And one of the things he would say I was thinking about, when I used to call him, how you doing, Brother Jim? I'm doing fine, fine as a frog hair. And you know, when I remember, I said, frog that never had. I'm thinking, you know, it was so funny. And then he got better. He said, he's fine as a frog has split three ways. So that means he was super fine. And he always was so joyful and jovial. And I just thank and praise God for the time the Lord allowed him to be with us. I shall always remember him. I really miss him. But I thank God that his wife, his late wife, I'm sorry, his wife, May, is filling in for him. And I'm so encouraged to call and speak with her most every day. And she reminds me so much of my brother, Jester. She too loves the Lord. And as I can say this, he said, he loved this song, Bread of Heaven. So I wrote this down. It says, Bread of Life, which is Bread of Heaven, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, because you are the living word, the living bread. Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us, the living word. And what a friend we have in you. You are the living word. You are the living bread. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, put on a tree. You died to save humanity. You are the living word. You are the living bread. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Brother Gentle, I know you are feasting right now, eating as much bread of heaven as you can. God bless him on your memory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Janet. Next, I'd like to share. Anne, would you like to share?
I'm sorry, my phone was on mute.
Oh, okay.
Hello, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Annie. Come back to me, please.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. Okay, next, Denise, would you like to share?
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be with you all as we celebrate my uncle. And, you know, I just ditto what my husband said earlier. He was really eager to talk about Uncle Gent. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord placed him, you know, in my life from a little girl into just a couple of years, up until a year ago now. Just so grateful. And he was everything that you guys have already, you know, said that he was. And I would just like to, again, say that he was like the joy of the family. I mean, whenever he was around, you know, there was going to be laughter and a good time to be had. I've never in all the years that I've known Gent, even in his illness, I've never known him to be downcast or to be angry or to show any bitterness. He was always just a loving, loving uncle that you felt safe with. And Aunt May, just like you said, you guys were up here. I don't know if it was Thanksgiving or what, you know, occasion it was. But when it came time for the prayer line, Gent made everybody get on the prayer line that was here in the house. Whether you said anything or not, you had to participate. And, you know, just, again, grateful for the opportunity to celebrate him, celebrate his memory tonight. And thank you, Aunt May, for helping to make his last year so special. And thank you, Aunt May, for being there to give him the care as you did. We're grateful to you for that. And I know Gent would have done the same for you, Aunt May. He really loved you. And, again, thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of my uncle. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Denise. Next, let's see. Stacy, would you like to share?
Yes, hi. We're going to do it as a group on behalf of, well, with Stacy.
Amen.
Most of you may know that I was Uncle Gentle's favorite niece. I just wanted to remind y'all of that.
That is not the case.
Yes,
he has several favorite nieces.
Just in case y'all forgot,
praise
I just wanted
God,
to remind
praise
you.
God.
Right,
amen.
May I'm sure he shared that with you over and over how I was his favorite niece. And we'd like to dedicate this song to Uncle Gentle.
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
I love to praise him.
I love to praise his name.
Oh, I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock.
He's my rock,
my rock,
my rock, my sword, my shield.
He's a will,
he's a will.
In the middle of a will,
he won't never,
he won't never,
no,
never let me.
He's just a jewel,
he's just a little one that I have found.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
I love to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You guys just really like the show out. If Gent had been here, he would have said you were his favorite.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Stacey and Bonnie.
Okay, Angela, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, here's the song Daddy really loved.
Amen. done.
Oh, yes. All I can say, he was a good brother-in-law. Always have you laughing about anything, you would laugh. And I really enjoyed him, the time we spent with him. And I just want to say, read the serenity prayer. God granted me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Next, Mike, would you like to share any more news regarding Mr. Gentle?
Well, Angela, since I went out of order earlier, I just wanted to emphasize that Uncle Gentle was a classically sweet man.
Amen.
And, he was such a, you're right, his name reflected him. He was such a sweet guy. And I'd like to say that his children are exhibiting that quality. Carl and the other brother, John. So he really, really, and his grandson, Dwayne, as well. So he really did pass that on as a legacy, that sweetness, sweetness of character to his offspring. Amen, family?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, between me and you. Anne, you want me to go before you? Okay.
No, I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
And again, I am going to try this again. Okay. I want to say to everyone, thank you all so very much for everything that you have said about my father. Of course, you know, he might have favorite niece, but I am his favorite daughter.
Reluctantly give you that.
Thank you very much. But I will say this, is that I truly miss my dad, and I miss that hello daughter. I miss that, you know. There are times when I would call Dad and just say, hey, Dad, and there are times we would talk for a long time, and sometimes it would just be short when I wasn't getting on his case about something. But I thank God for the legacy that my father has left and has instilled in me, as well as my brothers, as well as my child, my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to piggyback on everything that was said about Miss May. She really brought out the best in my dad. It was laying down there dormant, but like Mom said, I've seen my dad happy for the last 6 years of his life. And I thank God for you, Miss May. I thank you for the time that you came into my father's life and you made his last days here on earth very special. When you came on the scene, I used to call Dad every day, but when Miss May stepped on the scene, my calls got to once a week or every 3 days or something. Because I know Miss May had that covered, so there was no need to be trying to get up in there. But I thank also Miss May for accepting me as her daughter. I thank Loretta and Angela for accepting me as their sister. And I thank you all for loving my dad. I really thank you for accepting him as your father and for loving him. And I appreciate this time that you set aside to honor my father. And I really love you all, and I thank you very much for everything. And yes, I miss my dad. But all his favorite songs have been sung, so I don't have to sing them. But just hearing that, Loretta, what you played, it's just like Dad was just right here on the prayer line right now singing the song. And
amen.
I thank you for that. I thank you. So I love you all very much, and thanks again for allowing the prayer line to be in memory of my dad. Thank you. Amen.
Man, we love you.
Amen.
Love you. We love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you.
Thank you.
Man.
We move on. Did I miss anyone? Did everyone have an opportunity? Mom keeps hitting me on my shoulder because I haven't said anything yet. Tell you, Mr. Gentle was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that daddy I always wanted and got an opportunity to feel that love from a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was so caring and loving and gentle as his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Mom told me the story about his name, that they wrote it wrong on the birth certificate. And I told her, no, they didn't. God wanted him to have the junkie name. I miss him so much. I tell him all the time. I feel him here. His spirit is here watching over her. I feel him in all
mm-hmm.
Had an opportunity to have him in our life. It didn't seem like it was 5 years. It felt like 20 years.
A lifetime.
Because thank you for sharing.
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Loretta?
Okay, well, anyone have anything else they would like to say before we conclude the program?
Loretta,
who is that?
I have a little I have a little bit of news I'd like to share with Caroline. I am a great grandmother as a third.
Wow! Congratulations!
Hey, I have a grandson.
Grandson. Awesome. Praise God. Praise God.
Another to add to the prayer list. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that update, Auntie Janet. Okay. That concludes our program for tonight. And, Mom, I think that was a wonderful idea to dedicate this show to husband Gentle Verna. It was great. I love and I miss him. I miss his voice. But listening to him tonight brought such a big smile upon my face.
Yay.
And thank you, Mom. Yeah. And happy birthday to husband Gentle Werner, who would be 85 on tomorrow. Mm. But I'm pretty sure he would say 58. Okay, and may God continue to rest his soul. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Someone saying something? Uh-huh.
Yeah, you didn't let me say the closing prayer before you closed it up.
Oh. My bag, I jumped the gun. Go ahead.
Okay. You bow your heads. As we gather here in the harbor of your faith, Lord, we thank you for the fellowship and family. Ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace so that as we journey onward, we will pour out your love and grace to others.
We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit so that we would take your promises to all the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, before I interrupted the program, here goes. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. I want to thank all the guests that came in and actually show family unity there. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless this prayer line, our president, and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And this was Daddy Gentle's favorite saying. When your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, "Oh, no, he is, she is up again." Amen. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. Don't forget the solar eclipse. Good night. We love you all. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Love you, too.
Love you all.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Praise God.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Night. Bye.
Good night.
Oh, boy.
Good night.
You missed it. And Brian and Eric, it was really good.
I was able to put the names on me. Hey, Loretta.
Yes?
I was able to put the names on me.
Get this phone off.
Huh?
I said I was able to put names on the people's phone numbers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get some numbers and pop. Yeah. Well, that was a great program. I really enjoyed it. Great, great, great job, Mom. Great job. I love you both, and y'all have a blessed evening.